44-yarder, you know, you're down two. Thought, you know, got great confidence in Cody that, that we're going to put it through. So.
Confidence remains. Your offense seemed really moving in a high gear.
We were, but we didn't get, you know, third and one, we didn't get a lot of movement up front. So, you know, I kind of thought that, again, it was a 44-yarder. Ball was in the, you know, right kind of in the middle of the field, so I didn't think it was a tough one. You know, he's hit those before, so.
Third and one is Matthews and not Murray.
With that back was just, who's ever in the game at that point in time? You know, we don't have a specific back that runs specific plays.
We didn't
play very well at all in the first half, you know, and you give up 10 points right there in the, inside the last 2 minutes. You know, I told those guys at halftime, it was a tale of two halves. We played a lot better in the second half, but we did not come to play in the first half. We couldn't really get much movement on their D-line. You know, we were concerned with their defensive line. They had a lot of new guys, Beasley and Claiborne, you know, some guys that we saw in preseason that we had a lot of respect for, and we knew were going to be, you know, some difficult matchups in there. But we you know, played well enough in the second half, but it was too late to put ourselves in too big a hole.
So. Cody kicked in the last two preseason games. How was the kicking in practice?
He was fine. You know, and he was fine on every other kick today. It just, I don't know if the timing was off on that. You know, you got to look at the film in terms of where he was. But, you know, we kicked it with 7 seconds to go on the play clock, so it wasn't like we were rushed and trying to, you know, he didn't have a chance to get it set, so we'll have to take a look at that.
Was it so hard to get Murray and Matthews going?
You know, I thought, again, I talked about them earlier in the week. I thought their D-line, you know, did a nice job. They're one gap penetrating, get up the field, and they did a good job. You know, I think we settled down a little bit in the second half and kind of got it going, you know, in terms of some of the matchups. We felt that, you know, we felt their outside guys were really good in coverage, but I thought we could exploit some things inside. That's where the running backs really showed up in the passing game for us in the second half. And obviously Jordan, you know, being an inside receiver for us, and Ertzy being an inside receiver for us, some of those matchups we thought were beneficial for us. But in the first half, we didn't get a lot of traction on those first five drives.
Secondary, what issues did you see?
I think it's a combination of both. I think Matt had a lot of time. You know, I don't think the pass rush is what it needed to be. You know, we had some of those routes were deep down the field that you got to cover for a long time, but, you know, we didn't generate a good enough pass rush on some of those. You know, we weren't close enough in coverage on some of those other ones. So.
Chip, you have a lot of expectations, obviously, for this team. This one's disappointing. What do you say to your guys who have a game very quickly against the Dallas?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to learn. I thought our approach and what we did in the second half, you know, we can build upon that, and then we have to look at what went wrong in the first half. Correct that, but you're right, we do have a short week. You know, we'll just have meetings tomorrow, then we're going to be back out in the field on Wednesday, and we'll get Dallas coming in here, so that's got our attention as we move forward from here. Yeah, they did. You know, on that screen, you know, we had the ball deep down inside, and all of a sudden we brought it, you know, brought us back too far. And in some of those drives, we overcame that one 17-play drive, you know, with penalties in there. We overcame a lot of penalties in those situations, but you can't do that against a good football team and continue to think you're going to be able to bail yourself out of those holes. Obviously, some critical penalties there slowed us down. Yeah, I mean, I haven't talked to anybody, but he looked fine to me walking off the field.
What changed for you guys offensively in the second half? It seemed like Sam was able to find a rhythm.
Yeah, I think our line settled down a little bit, you know, did a better job in protection and gave him some time to get the ball off. And then it was just a combination of understanding zone and man, and we had some answers for both. So, you know, I think obviously we liked what happened in the second half, but I think he had some time to settle and throw the ball in the second half.
Did they keep extra guys in the box?
No, they were playing the same defense that they normally play.
No, okay. I read his offense. Were they keeping extra?
Yeah, a lot of those times they were in max protection, you know, so it was deeper down the routes throws, but they had a lot of guys in protection. So obviously it's a little bit more difficult to get to them, but, you know, we got to kind of overcome that. You can't just let them sit back there. So.
The night that Julio had, how much was that game and how much was your coverage?
I think it's a, you know, real combination of him and the one thing they do a real good job. Kyle's always done a good job of, he's not in the same spot all the time. So it's not like you can say, hey, one guy can cover him. He's inside, he's outside, he motions, he lines up at the third receiver, he's the second receiver, he's the first receiver. You know, Matt hit him twice on those quick slants on run plays right off the backside. So I think a lot of credit goes to him. I thought Sam did a decent job. You know, I think some of the protection issues, I think that we cleaned up and we gave him time to throw and set his feet. I thought he did a really good job. There was a couple of times where, you know, he got hit pretty good. So I think the biggest thing as I come out of it before we look at the tape is we got to shore up our protection in certain situations.
So you had more success running on the outside in the second half?
Yeah.
Were you
know,
something differently there?
No, we just kind of, again, we talked about it. They did a nice job inside. you know, and kind of shut some things down there. So then obviously, you know, we've got to make, we counter their counter. So, you know, they do a good job inside. So we got to get the ball to the perimeter. Felt like we got the ball to the perimeter a little bit in the second half in the run game, and then obviously can throw it on.
You guys use
just because we didn't know where Roddy was, I mean, where Julio was going to line up, so there was going to be some matchups where, you know, their best receiver was going to be in the slot, and we felt most comfortable with Malcolm in that situation.
And Chris went in and played deep safety there.
Yeah, because we dropped the safety down, so our next safety went in the game.
I mean, Chris is the next guy, but that's important.
Yeah, he's our third safety.
And Kiko was the mostly.
Kiko played nickel. That's how we kind of alternated with him. Obviously, hasn't had a ton of snaps, so we felt like with Michael stayed most of the time, and we were alternating Kiko and D'Amico and Basin and Nickel.
What's your confidence in Cody?
My confidence in
Cody Park.
I got a lot of confidence in Cody Park. He's a Pro Bowl kicker, and I've seen him make a lot of big kicks for us.
Okay.